Dumericana with your hosts,
Benzie and Will.
Thanks for tuning in. Hello, Dumericana listeners.
Hello.
It's Benzie and Wilkes here, your favorite podcasters.
How are you, Benzie?
I'm doing all right. I'm holding your precious baby, who's a little angel. Sweetie. She looks so cute. You guys would never even know, but we record every episode with her since she was born. She's so good. I love it.
She's so sweet.
Yeah. So, Wilkes, tell us a little bit about what this makes this episode special.
This is a very special episode. It's been the cherry on top of a very special month, mm-hmm. I think, right? Mm-hmm. We've had a lot of different topics all featuring one main topic, which is womanhood, and because to celebrate International Women's Month, which, by the way, I feel like I had no idea March was Women's Month. Did you?
I kind of knew that there was a special day. I didn't realize it extended to a whole month, but that's part of why we did this, to bring that. That's what awareness for anything is about. It's to teach people, like, this is why it matters, and you probably agree with it and don't even realize, you know?
I know, and so this episode is really special because we're collaborating with another podcast called Murado Lens, Cindy and Nat, and so this is actually a simulcast, so they're also airing this on their podcast, and so it was really great. I thought it was a thought-provoking conversation. I think we dived into a little bit about what they usually talk about on their podcast, which is like the inner bruja.
Yeah.
Which is...
it's like your intuition, understanding that your perception means something. I mean, there's a reason why we feel certain, you know, those first impressions about people matter for a reason. And so, of course, we're going to post ways to connect with Murado Lens on all of our social media sites.
Yeah.
So really quickly, before we jump into the simulcast portion, is there anything that you want to wrap up the month with? Anything that you feel like you've learned through this process of just getting to know all these really cool women that we've connected with?
During the process of preparing for each episode and the research and stuff, I think I've become more of a woman. Like, I feel proud, right? Like, becoming a mom has been something of an experience, I think. And I think learning about other moms and learning about other women who fought for what they, you know, believed in, I think it's empowered me to...
I think it helps you take a different view about even yourself, you know, like, see yourself, like, I too do this, I too believe this, I too am this.
And so that's been, it's been nice, it's been eye-opening, all these conversations we've had this month.
Yeah, I would definitely say eye-opening is a big word as far as just getting to know people from all different walks of life. Just as a quick recap, we connected with the girls from La Charla, who were so cute and awesome,
so
and we had so much fun with them. And we learned a little bit about how they see traditional roles of womanhood and how they use those traditional roles to dispel, you know, some of the stereotypes that come with working in those fields. Of course, we connected with Jen and Sam, and that's episode 29, where they're a writer and filmmaker who are soon to be releasing an indie film. I'm having an affair with my wife. And just feminism or their perspective as women in a field dominated by men, which is a little bit of an opposite situation from the La Charla girls. We also talked about some of our favorite women figures in history and in modern times. And then this episode is going to touch just a little bit on our personal take and everything that we've kind of gathered, especially from the perspective of two girls who are very active in the feminist movement.
Oh, they definitely are. Mm-hmm. It's almost like when they ask us, I'm just like, I blog.
Yeah, but you know what?
I think I'm inclined to say something very small, but in reality, when I even talked it through, I'm like, you know what? Yeah, I make a little corner of the internet a happy place.
Yeah.
And I make it a place where people can sound off their grievances and find support, right? And find that it's okay to feel that way. And so, you know, that even made me feel like, I am doing something and I'm proud of myself with that too.
Yeah, so. And I think that that's a big thing. And if I were to say that I learned one thing, it's that feminism is multifaceted and there are many different types of people who believe in the movement. And they ascribe to different aspects of feminism in general. So to try to box one person in or box a certain type of person who calls himself a feminist, we have straight white men who are you know, love guns and drink beer and call themselves feminists.
Right.
And it all matters. It all fits.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably one of the biggest eye-opening experiences and pieces that I've taken away from this month. So hopefully you guys enjoy this episode
yes.
as much as you've enjoyed this month. Thank you guys so much for sticking around. We actually are going to come back, of course. It's not our last episode.
Yeah.
We'll be back in April with some great topics.
No, but definitely stay tuned for the end of the episode where we can talk about the different links where you can start following the Mulatto Lens
mm-hmm.
and give those girls a listen because they're super cool.
Mm-hmm. And if for whatever reason you don't want to jot it down, of course you guys know where to find us online. It's jotted down for you. But yeah, stay tuned for the simulcast coming in 3, 2, 1.
We're calling the Americana podcast. Let's see what happens. They pick up. Hopefully.
Did it sound good, Christy?
Yes, it did. You sound amazing.
There they are.
Hello.
Oh, amazing.
There you are. So we're now on four-way.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Nat.
And this is Cindy.
This is Benzi. This is Will.
Awesome. So we got Mulatto Lens today collaborating with the Americana podcast.
Very excited.
Four powerful, badass women, all Latina.
Yes. And we are, I was at least born in the Dominican Republic, but I was raised here. So we are both American and Latin. I guess it's
there you
the
are.
Dichotomy that works well together. You
That's
know?
Right. Yeah. And where are you ladies, Benzi and Wilkes, located now in Orlando?
Yes, we're currently in Orlando, Florida. Orlando is very international. You're going to find lots of different types of people. I mean, I don't think you can compare it to New York necessarily.
No.
But one of the bigger, I would say in between Orange and Osceola County, I would say more than half of the residents are probably of Hispanic descent.
Yeah.
Or associate themselves with the Hispanic culture. Yeah. So there's quite a few of us here for sure.
So Benzi's definitely, you said Dominican, right? You're born there, raised here. And what about you, Wilkes?
And then I'm also Dominican, born here, raised here. But I was born in New York. I moved to Florida after getting married. So I'm like a fresh Floridian. I'm like just 2 years strong over here.
Mm-hmm. Right. And you're a new mom now, too, which we'll talk about later. So all those reasons took you to Orlando. And Cindy and I, in the meantime, we're in New Jersey, where it's very cold right now. You guys are in heat. We are
very
in
cold.
Dirty snow.
Your cold front is reaching over here. It's been so chilly. I know it's terrible for me to say because I'm from Jersey, too.
How dare you?
So when I say it's cold, they're like, get over yourself. It's
No, it's true, guys. We really, up here, Northeast, we don't want it. We don't want it. We don't want to hear all the complaining about 50-degree weather. It's not okay. It's really not okay. So let's get into this a little bit. We've been super excited to, like, you know, talk to you guys, especially, you know, like, a lot of our content overlaps, and we just, like, thought, let's collab with some fellow Latinas in the podcast world, elevate the game a little bit. So tell us a little bit about, like, what you've been talking about lately, especially when it comes to womanhood.
Well, this month, as if any of you listeners have happened to have logged into our podcast episodes over the month of March, obviously, month of March is International Women's Month.
Mm-hmm.
We even had Women's Day earlier this month, and we've made it a point to focus on different topics surrounding femininity, feminism, and womanhood, as well as being able to connect with podcasts such as Mulatto Lens. So that we can kind of discuss and really find out a little bit about, you know, the different aspects of feminism because it all comes together. And so this is just one of those episodes that we're really excited about because this month has been really eye-opening for us. I think it's helped us kind of discover even our own take as we record and discuss with girls like you, like things that we intrinsically believe but don't necessarily articulate, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of what the focus for March has been, which is part of why we're super excited about this episode. And it really allowed us to see that womanhood, you can't define it with one singular definition because it's going to mean something to every single woman individually.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes it beautiful. It's motherhood. It's choosing not to have children. It's being a career woman. It's choosing to be a homemaker. And it's all of those things. And not less of one or more of another is at least how I have noticed womanhood to be. And it can be all those things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So since we're getting into, especially with Women's History Month, I want to hear your definition of feminism. I've been hearing very different ones. I've been hearing some women feel like they're being boxed in by the definition itself. And I found it really interesting because it was only until I actually started to identify myself as a feminist that I felt liberated. In fact, I did not feel boxed in. So I want to hear what you guys, you know, since it overlaps a lot with like womanhood, like how do you guys define feminism?
I think feminism for me personally would just be being on an equal footing with male. You know, I think it's important for women to be recognized for what they do. I think we work hard, equally as hard, maybe harder than men mm-hmm. sometimes, and we don't get recognized for it. Mm-hmm. Or our jobs seem, I don't know, less than, right? Like, oh, you have to take care of the baby, big deal, right? Like, that's hard in itself. And I think now it's easy for women to, especially in the work and career, how they might get paid less for the same job that a man is doing. So I think for me, feminism is a movement to get equality between the genders.
I agree. At least for me, I would say it's true equality. And people sometimes feel boxed in by feminism because they might feel like they don't look or act like a modern feminist necessarily, mm-hmm. To the point where I think it threatens potentially other women or even men, because some people get the idea that we think we're somehow above men. And it's not that we're above men, it's that it's truly equal. So we can't say it's equality if we're not trying to be right. equal. And I just stick to, you know, it became very popular, the TED Talk that Beyonce sampled in her song, Flawless, with Chimamanda Ngozi. And
she God, it's one of my favorite authors, yes.
Mm-hmm. Right? She's wonderful. And she literally says, and you can find that online, mm-hmm. And she says, a feminist, the person who believes in the social, political, and economic equality of the sexes.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly it.
You know, you can face anyone who's like, oh, feminism is a movement that's disruptive or whatever, and just say, do you think that women and men are equal both socially, politically, and economically, or that they should be? Yes. Well, guess what? You're a feminist.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Right. And if you don't agree with those three verticals, then that just makes you, you know, a typical misogynist or patriarchal figure, which has created mm-hmm. the problems. To your point, I think, Benzi, you were saying, you know, some people seem to think that being a feminist means you're like angry or hate men, or you think you're better than men. Yeah. And it really has nothing to do with that. But people confuse that emotion mm-hmm. from something of the past, yeah. because the second wave of feminism, which happened in the 1970s, so over 40 years ago, that was really the first movement. And the reason why women started to speak out, it was because it was just so much injustices happening. So you get a lot of the aggressive, like angry perspective that came from that. And mm-hmm. rightly so. Right. But then now with the modern woman, the modern feminism, we did get a lot of rights since then. Although a lot of it is being somewhat tested with the new political climate, but that's a whole other story. There's still this big movement that came out of what's happening right now. And that's that women don't have to be angry or hate men. On the contrary, we need men on our side.
Our allies, man.
Yeah, they're our allies. And I think that we can't live without them. And guess what? They absolutely cannot live without us.
Hello.
Exactly.
So at the end of the day, like that angry feminist thing, that needs to be something of the past and needs to be something of the 1970s when that second wave actually happened. But we have to understand why those women were still so angry in the 1970s. They had every right to, and they probably needed that assertiveness to mm-hmm. make the changes that did happen for mm-hmm. all of us.
That's true. Well, they said, you know, that's what I was going to say. I think back then it was very much different, where I think the norm was to be a housewife and be mm-hmm. a homemaker, and I think they needed to be aggressive a little bit more so because their voice had been, like, you know, shut down at home a little bit. So they had to come out, like, and mean business, you know, because otherwise they wouldn't be taken seriously. But now I think times have changed where it's not so strange or taboo to see a woman out in the, you know, in a business suit, right? Like, I don't think we need to be angry now. Like, we're angry, yes, because we want to be heard, but we're not...
I think it's a matter of semantics. It's not anger or spitefulness, you know. With a lot of movements, you have to get just enraged enough to motivate yourself to work, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we were kind of talking about that behind the scenes a little bit, like, you know, thank God for the Women's March in January and now Women's History Month. It feels like all of our issues are at the forefront now. We have to do it in a very tactful way where it's like, it's love. It's all love. Mm-hmm. We just want it to be equal love. So, like, what are you guys doing on your end to kind of promote womanhood and feminism and all these things so that, you know, moments like these are just not left as a moment. They become a movement. What are you guys doing on your end?
I think for my take on womanhood as a new mother and a wife, I may not be as politically driven, maybe. I know that there are important issues out there, and I back them completely. And my whole take on womanhood for me, I do like blogging, and I blog about, you know, being a newlywed and then being a mother. And so I think just sharing and maybe helping other moms and like sharing this journey along with so many other people, you know, you think breastfeeding for one, it's like really hard, and it's something you do alone, you know, up at 3 a.m. breastfeeding.
Mm-hmm.
And so just getting, having an outlet and then having, you know, response and having interactions with other moms that are just like, yeah, you know, or like bouncing off like, well, have you had coffee? Mm-hmm. Yes, I've had coffee. Then you don't feel so bad about having a cup of coffee now, you know.
It becomes a community,
and it's just something where breastfeeding, sometimes you think, you know what, it'd be so nice to just have a bottle ready and just, you know, give it to the baby in the middle of the night. But it's something, having the community is like, I don't know.
That's beautiful. So you're really going out of your way to build a community of women who are going through it as well. Do you find that to be like empowering? Like what else are you doing with those women?
Sure. So even, you know, sharing my like tips and tricks of like what I do that works for me, you know, it empowers me when I share it and other people say, you know, that works for me too. Or I was having a problem with that and I tried what you said and it's worked. And that makes me feel like, hey, I'm doing something right, you know? Like, I'm like, okay, so, you know, it just makes me feel like I've got a little bit of a handle on being a mom. And I think the interaction is what it has helped me feel more like a woman.
Yeah, absolutely, Wilkes. I like that you brought that up, because just motherhood within itself is a form of healing and really being in touch with womanhood, you know, on a whole other, like, very, very, like, metaphysical and physical kind of world.
Oh,
you know, and
completely.
one of the first careers or jobs, so to speak, that women had on earth, you know, people like to say it's prostitution. It's not. It's actually being healers and midwives and doulas and being a mother. Like, that was really our first job on earth, you know, and our first duty as humans. So that's very powerful, and I'm very happy. You know, this is Nat from Morado, just so everyone knows out there, and I'm also a mom of what will be a 3-year-old boy. And you know, and I always say, like, I never thought I was going to have kids. So having a kid and being in my early 30s now, I'm really understanding, you know, the power of motherhood. So I'm always ecstatic when I see other young and even older moms within the community actually talk about the day to day of being that, because it goes almost, we're like the underdogs. Like, we do so much as moms. And I think that people don't recognize how much goes into breastfeeding every 3 hours, you know?
Oh, completely. And I think that, you know, when I was pregnant and you would read about, you know, being a mom, there's a lot of things they don't tell you, right? Like, it's not all rainbows and sunshines, and of course you love your baby.
No, there's a lot of poop and urine.
No. It's like love more than
poop and urine.
Yeah. She said, she's like, there's a whole lot of poop and urine.
Oh, a whole lot. You know, if you don't have any bodily fluid on you, I don't know, you're doing something right, because I've gotten thrown up on.
If you don't have any poop on you, that means you have a lot of nannies. And we don't have that kind of lifestyle. So, okay, we have poop.
And so, you know, I think they leave out like the darker parts of being a mom, and how after you give birth, you have emotionally, my blog, and has helped me, I don't know, come to terms with a lot of things too. Knowing that it is okay to feel like it's hard. It is okay to feel like defeated sometimes, you know.
Wilkes, as like a person who is a motherly and has, you know, niece and nephews and younger siblings that, like, I literally try to give as much as myself, I appreciate moms so much because I see what you guys do. So, Benzie, do you have kids?
I actually do not have children.
So I feel like me and you are on the same wavelength, where like we appreciate it and we see it from afar, but there's only so much that you know, because, you know, we're not mothers. So like, I appreciate you guys like keeping it real, because very few mothers keep it real. And I'm like, let's be more honest about the process. Like, let's not glorify it. So I'm so, so happy, Wilkes, that you're like doing that with your community of mothers. It's refreshing, and it honestly makes me feel like somewhat like you're giving me insight into the mom world, guys.
Hashtag rise up.
Rise up, mom. It is true, you know, it's hard, man.
Uh-huh. Benzie, what about you? What are you doing on your end, like community-wise or womanhood? Like, what's been ignited with you?
Well, I've always believed in the power of education. I actually currently work in higher education at a university here. Excuse me. And I have always pursued like self-growth and I use my knowledge or my wisdom or whatever kind of skills that I've gained, and I try to pass that same time. I have to constantly encourage people to pursue that dream and to not feel shut down because of their circumstances.
Lindsay, I love that. You know, you're like my sister from another mister. That's what I do. I love paying it forward. I'm like, you don't know what I know? I'm going to teach you everything that I know so you could do exactly what I'm doing. That's powerful.
And it's just, you know, advocating for women and you know, women around me, whether it's family or friends, and just kind of motivating them and encouraging them, like, no, you can. You can get an education and you can have a career aside from, you know, having to find a husband to come and take care of you. Having a husband, you know, just again, thinking back to that TED Talk that we referenced a few minutes ago, you know, marriage is a wonderful source of support and strength, but you don't fight your whole life trying to get someone to come take care of you. And so that's kind of where I come from, as far as me trying to progress in my career, not being intimidated if I walk into the quote-unquote boys club and it's a meeting full of men, you know, not feeling like I don't have a voice, and pushing past all, powering through all that insecurity that sometimes gets imposed on you, and just saying, no, like, I have a voice. And a lot of people, very, very small anecdote, there's this guy that I work with who has, like, those springs, like the hand exerciser that's like a spring, and he's like, oh, can you do this? And he was expecting me to, like, wimp out, and I closed it tight, and I held it. And he's like, yeah, but can you actually move your arm while you do that? And I did. And he was like, oh, my gosh, I'm really impressed.
Girl, you could have breakdanced with that. I believe it.
And that, right? And that leads me to the other thing that I quote unquote do, which I guess relates back to just what I try to do in my career day to day, is that I like to break stereotypes. And I like to, with the men that are in my life, I like to show them, we can be just as powerful, just as smart, just as creative, or just as very feeling. They sound similar, but they can be a little different.
Yeah.
And that's how I try to, you know, embrace, you know, what womanhood is to me, and kind of how I push that message out to the world. It's through women, encouraging them with education, and through the men in my life, and showing them what powerful women look like, and that we're not anything to be intimidated by. We're something that they should want to link up with.
Okay, honey.
Grow.
I love it. That's amazing.
That's so powerful. I love it. I feel like for Nat and I, like, a lot has kind of like grown out of this podcast, but like on our own, we've always like supported womanhood. Like, I try to like work with all the women in my family and make them feel like less harm, like they're not some kind of victim out in the streets. Like, let's take self-defense classes. Let's get together more. Let's empower each other more. And Nat has her La Brujas Club, and that is a very, like, you know, like in-person meetup. You talk about books, you talk about womanhood and feminism, spirituality, and together with the podcast, it's almost like it's nothing we planned, but
I think it naturally came out of it, just really, really wanting to build community with other women.
We didn't go into this like thinking that we're going to push like some part of our agenda or something.
Right. No, and I think that's the best way to go about it.
Yeah.
More genuine, you know?
Yeah.
Our conversation should stay based on that foundation, that it, at the end of the day, it's not about money or a job or just like a fun hobby. It's actually about community. And I'm seeing this actually across the board throughout. Again, like Cindy mentioned, I have at La Brujas Club, and what it is, it's a book club, but it's a way to bring together what I call fellow brujas, a.k.a. empowered women, to talk about their day-to-day issues, their womanhood issues, their inner bruja, which we're going to tap into later what that means. And a lot, and some of that, you know, of course, got brought into the Morado lens because it's who we are at the end of the day. We're brujas who are feminists, who believe in community. And now more than ever, again, because of this political climate, it's like we need to have people to have our back and support us and know that we're not crazy and we're not this. We're healers first and foremost. We're women, and we're here to be equally supportive to Mother Earth, you know, and we need to stop giving that power away to just men, old white men specifically. And we need to stop letting colonization take place in our modern day, because it's still happening.
It's actually one of the motivators for us that got us to Standing Rock. And then literally, like, we spent like a long ass weekend there. We saw so much and experienced so much. And it was one of the things that we're like, well, we're going for our own motivations. But like, let's literally take the podcast there. Let's get coverage there. You know why? Because not a lot of main media outlets are there. So this is what we can do to empower this community. Yep. Right. And No, it's okay. Go right ahead.
No, I was just going to commend you guys on that, because I, you know, we follow on Insta and we've kind of followed along with you guys. And I know that you, I noticed you say you empower women, but I saw you say empowered women empower women, right? And so I think you guys going to Standing Rock and you guys going to different marches, because I know you've attended a couple.
Well, just because she's our
not
fan.
Just, Benzie's kind of the one in New York, right? You went to...
Yeah, we were in D.C. Yeah, we were in D.C. Yeah. With a lot of women and men, too, I will say, in families. And, what really blew our minds away was the fact that there were so many generations. Like, we got to interview women... elder women who were literally like 70 and 80 years old in wheelchairs.
Yeah.
There's maybe one photo I've seen that I think has been my favorite so far. And it was an elderly woman who had a sign and she was like, I can't believe I still have to fight for this.
Yes.
Because she was part of the second wave.
Too, mm-hmm. You've already fought for this. You know?
But it was her courage and those women of the past, like our ancestors that passed and that are currently still living, is why now we are even having this conversation. You, Da Americana, us, Marado Lens, why are we still like these millennial women, Latinas, still having these conversations? Guess what? Because the problem still persists and it'll never completely end. But our job is to get us one step closer to equality the way our ancestors did for us.
Yeah.
Right. Because exactly. We get to vote and all that stuff is because of the elders. Now it's our turn to shake it up one more time and make sure that our woman rights, our womanhood is yet again not depreciated. If anything, it's empowered and it's elevated to the next game of equality.
Yeah. Even closer to home for me, it's more like when I feel like I stand up for myself or I stand up for Indigenous rights or Women's March, like I feel like I'm doing it for my mom and my tias who were probably too afraid, now that I talk to them about what I do now, to do what I'm doing now. And I'm like, there's a lot of empowerment in that. Like, they were immigrants and they came from countries where they were being suppressed, like politically and all that. Right. So like, to be able to speak up was a deal breaker. You're putting your whole family at risk. You know, like, you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know if you're putting yourself on public face. But like, when I do that for women now, I'm like, you know, I'm doing this for like my mom and my aunts who couldn't.
Right. I agree. And for generations to come. In your case, Wilkes, your child, your daughter. In my case, my son, who I'm raising to be a feminist. You know, like, these are all very important issues. So it's not even for our past generations, like Cindy says. It's for our current parents, our abuelas, and for our future generations. Even kids we will not have, you know, because at the end of the day, our job is just to stay close to the foundation, which is we're all women. We all have to understand what's happening.
We don't want our legacy 30, 40, 60, the women under a specific political climate or the women at this time, at the turn of the century, because I guess this will consider turn of the century, they did nothing to progress women empowerment or women's movement or feminism or whatever. You know, we want our legacy to be one that incorporates everything we believe in, which is equality, but also peace and yet rocking the boat when we need to, you know. Episode 30 on our Americana podcast actually talks a little bit about two things that you guys mentioned, which was doing it for your family. We mentioned the Mirabal sisters, which are one of the feminists that historical feminists that Wilkes really appreciates, and they are Dominican sisters who were actually killed for standing up to a dictator, Trujillo, who was in power between like the 30s and the 60s in DR, and everything there. So there's more information on that episode. And then I mentioned, to your point about raising your son as a feminist, I mentioned Emma Watson, who she's an ambassador for the UN, and she's really big on environmental awareness and also women's and feminism awareness. And she created He for She, which is just a movement that there is nothing to be afraid of for men supporting equality in women's rights, you know. And that's something that, again, going back to the point that I had made earlier, just inspiring men to understand what true feminism is and knowing that it's not anything to be afraid of goes with that He for She mentality, which is just he is also standing up for her rights, you know, and do that for us. And we in turn will do it for you if we feel that there is an injustice on your end. It's just that's what, at least to me, that's what equality is. And that's what I embrace about feminism, because it can be multifaceted. And that's the one that resonates with me.
Right.
You know?
Agreed. Oh, you understand. I like your points, both of you. So that's what I guess we've come collectively as women. I love to hear these stories. I had this story recently told at La Brujas Club gathering in New York, where I had all these different women from all parts of life actually just discuss what they've done for Women's International Month. But overall, just as women, what they're doing now to really change the game and have their voice heard as women, as empowered women. And through that, we also had our conversation, which I know you guys didn't know too much about this, but I know that you were still intrigued, which is something we always talk about on Marado Lens. And to us, it is a form of tapping into your womanhood, which is how do you tap into your inner bruja, right? And to us, that inner bruja is that intuition in a woman, is that it's that just that insight that women have.
That intuition that you are mm-hmm. born with, that correct. Sometimes, and this mm-hmm. is men and women that are, that can both tap into their inner bruja. Yeah. And we literally just, sometimes the answers are there, you know? And like, if you embrace that spiritual part of yourself, that gut, mm-hmm. usually you're going to be on the right path. So that's kind of like what yeah. ignited that whole like thing for us, like embracing your inner bruja. So like, we want to hear from you guys, you know, having heard some of our shows and like having seen some of our posts, like, what do you think?
Growing up, I think the term bruja in my house was very, it was bad, right? Like,
yeah, negative for sure.
Like the witch, mm-hmm. you know, so, you know, brujería and witchcraft, like it was always like, don't mess with that. But in the same coin, my mom was very much like, if we were invited somewhere or something and she had like, I don't know, just a weird, like, no, I don't want to go.
Intuition.
I feel like we shouldn't go. Mm-hmm. And so we wouldn't go. And then, you know, something would happen. Like, I don't know, the street was closed. And she'd be like, you see, I knew we should have stayed home. Right. So growing up, I always had that, like, always, because my mom was very much in touch with that. Like, she would really go with how she felt, like in her gut. And none of us would really understand it. But, you know, we just, it was my mom. So we listened to her. So growing up, I grew up like that too. And now, I found myself overly preparing for motherhood, I think, like mm-hmm. how to swaddle, how to hold your newborn the right way, how to, you know, even though I've come into contact with kids, I've been an aunt since I was 13, so I've, you know, I've taken care of my nieces and nephews, but I think a lot of things as a parent, you don't really read in a book, right? It just comes to you naturally.
Yeah,
like,
and that's,
you
know, that even, is your inner bruja, you know, and to your point, I think yeah. that witch and bruja has had a negative connotation. So even when I tell, you know, someone now in their 40s or above, like, oh, you're such a bruja, you know, I say it with it's the biggest compliment that I could give them. And I've
and
gotten,
yeah,
and they tell me like, I'm not a bruja, you know, like they think I'm saying something negative, but I go back to, you know, we brujas were burned in the past because it all came down to women who came together, built a community, were empowered, and they were healers. They were really the first doctors of the land. And that's why they were called witches, and they were working with the devil to cure people. It really is a crazy thing. I want to throw this out there for all you brujas and all you brujas that don't know your brujas. I want you to read this book if you get a chance, called Witches, Midwives, and Nurses. And it's a history of women healers.
I've heard of that.
Yeah, it's written by Barbara. I'm going to totally destroy this name. Deidre English and Barbara Aaron Rich, witches, midwives, and nurses. Check it out. But it really goes back into the history of why witches and brujas got a negative name, where it came from, and how it's really a myth that we have to dissolve so that we can start owning that intuition and that mystical energy that us as women have, which is our intuition, aka what we like to call hashtag inner bruja. So, you know, that's our thing. Bensi, how do you think you tap into your inner bruja now that we kind of gave you some background?
Yeah, well, you know, Wilson and I were discussing just how we both felt, and I think we both landed on, you know, tapping into that intuition, mm-hmm. And, you know, just being perceptive about things. And it's sometimes like, you know, of course, both Wilson and I are Dominican, and, you know, my mom had similar stories as far as like, no, I really don't like that friend of yours. And we actually talked about this last week, you and I, Will.
Yeah.
But it was just like, how was my mom always right? You know, I was
God. They were always right. My mom did the same thing to me, guys. Like, I remember in high school, she's like, okay, those three friends you got, that one's a flake. That one's going to be your friend forever. And then the other one, I'm not sure, but there's potential there. And she was right about every mm-hmm. single one.
Was that the potential, Cindy? I'm going to call your mom.
You know,
right,
it's funny.
Now.
I don't think, since we didn't hang out that much as kids, like, I don't know if you guys know, but Natalie and I have known each other since we were 5 years old.
Yes, no. Friends, right?
So I'm trying to get the cheesemate from her mom. Like, what did her mom say?
My
about
mom
me?
Never assessed you because, like, you were not like we weren't like consistent in high school. So like, she never gave me a Natalie review, but she likes her Natalie. You know,
I'm
she likes
it.
My mom was, there were two girls that I was hanging out with outside of after high school, and I was like, you know, they were Dominican, and we all got along great. It was wonderful. And my mom was like, this particular one, you're not going to be her friend very long. I don't know if you really want to do this and that. And then I was like, okay. And then just life happened where we just kind of split apart. And it wasn't like they did anything wrong and hurt me. But I was like, my mom was right about like the length of friendship. And my mom is no longer here, but she was right at that time with another friend of mine who now we've gone on 10 years now of friendship. And she's like, oh, I love her. She's so sweet. Shout out to my friend Marlene, if she's listening. I was like, you know, she's so sweet. She's so good. And to this day, she's one of my absolute closest friends. So it's getting that kind of inspiration. Even my dad notices it because he told me a story of like how as when he was a young adult, he's like, hey, mom, I'm going to go, you know, I'm going to go hang out at this club or bar. And then she's like, you know what? I really wish you wouldn't. I mean, you're a grown man, yeah. but I really wish you'd just stay home tonight. And then he would be like, okay, fine. I guess I can't go anywhere now because that's going to be pleasing you.
Yeah.
Like, mom said I shouldn't be here. And I'm
here.
And I'm here. You know, when he's like, my night is ruined. I won't go. But then he also would hear the next day, oh, there was a fight. Someone was killed. There's that, you know?
Moms always know, man. I don't argue anymore. At all.
But even dads, like your dad Cindy's also a brujo, just like Benzie was talking about. Like the men are just as involved in that exercise. But I think that for women it's a natural born thing. And I think that we naturally can tune into it easier than men. So which is why they need us. Yeah. And there's reasons why we need them, you know? Like that's my point. Like at the end of the day it's a collaborative effort. But I, you know, when I have these gatherings, like I mentioned before, men and women come to my gathering. Definitely there's more women because I think again they naturally could understand that mysticism, that intuition, that inner bruja, and there's no mistake. Again, we were the original healers of Mother Earth, women. Mm-hmm. So there's no, we cannot detour from that. That's just what it was. Mm-hmm. And we have to own it and we have to be respected for it. And I think that's where we're at now as women.
Part of it is so subconscious. Like you're not consciously thinking like, I'm going to try to pick up a vibe from this person.
No,
it's just a facial expression that someone makes resonates with you. One word that they say that kind of rubs you the wrong way is striking into your, like you said, inner bruja. And I really believe, I've actually been discussing this with someone that I know, that self-awareness is something that people do not value too much. Mm-hmm. But recognizing in yourself, like, I've been right before about this, I'll be right again. Or even noticing like, hey, maybe this is a time for me to relax about, you know, about my analysis.
This is the only person me to want to shout it out because I'm like the hater in the family. I feel like, and I accept it because I'm very, I don't want to say, I really go into, like, if I get a bad vibe from someone, I'm big on, like, first impression.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, but it's first impression is the only impression. I mean, literally.
Yeah, and I just feel like
it's the only one that will stick with
me. Honestly, like, and I learned that, like, very long ago when I was in high school, and it was, like, a history teacher that taught me that, and he was like, I'm all about listening to my gut. First thought, best thought. And I was like, wow, you know, I never thought about it like that, but it's true.
Mm-hmm. It's been, and I feel like, you know what, and like I said, I was reading for Blue Card, but I was really, something struck me really well, strongly, when I read, like, even with kids, like, as a parent, like, kids have an intuition, too. I think if some kids, like, you know how some parents are like, go say hi, or give this person a kiss, give them a kiss, you know, you're not supposed to do that. Because, like, kids might have a feeling, right? I don't know. I'm, like, big on...
Every country has a very specific kind of protection from, like, mal de ojo and, like, their nuances, their cultural nuances. So that's super interesting. So I have a question for both of you because I'd love to wrap this up with something super powerful. What would you say to your younger selves that haven't exactly embraced their inner bruja yet?
Whoa, I like that.
Honey.
Okay. Unplanned.
Oh,
that's a
bam. That's right. That's a curveball coming at you because I want that raw. What is your first thought? What is your first thing that comes to your head?
While I was in labor, I think I went without an epidural for like 13 hours.
Badass.
And you know, I think that pain and go at the moment, because it's true what they say, you don't really remember the pain afterwards. You just have so much euphoria. But, during that time, my mom was in the labor room with me and my husband, and I was just saying, Mom, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry for all the headaches I've given you in my life. Like, I appreciate, like, I've was always close with my mom. Like, we have a really good bond. But now I'm just, like, on a whole other, like, level.
It's appreciation.
That's right. I just appreciate her so much more. And I think I would go back and tell my younger self where I was like, maybe, you know, she would tell me not to go out and I would go out and something would happen, you know, like, just be like, look, listen to mom, like, listen to her. She's right, you know, and you might not understand right now. And I get you want to be a little bit rebellious and you want to be your own, you know, person, but somehow moms are just, they're just right.
That's so true. What about you, Benzie?
I say it sometimes, but it's the truth.
For me, I would say, advocate for yourself the way that you advocate for your friends. Like,
I like that. That's on some self-love, Benzie. Ooh.
I'm telling you, like, I believe so greatly in other people that are around me, and I really believe in positivity and bringing forth, you know, the good in someone and calling those things out from them and saying, like, no, you are strong, you are this, and bringing that up. I love being an encourager. But then it's really easy for me to look at their mistakes and say that those are workable, and see mine and see, like, these are flaws that you'll never work through, you know. And so I've had to learn that in the past couple of years. Just, if I'm going to push someone else whose life will not impact me in any way, should I choose to, you know, separate myself from them, if I'm going to still put energy in encouraging this person, why can't I put just as much, if not more, energy in encouraging and motivating and advocating for myself, you know?
Like, absolutely, absolutely. And so the two things I'm getting from you guys that, mm-hmm, if you could change or add to as a child was, Wilkes, you mentioned you would do more appreciation, right? And in this case, appreciation to, yeah, your mom, who's another bruja, whether she likes it or not, yeah, who's in touch with Mother Earth and raised you. Mm-hmm. And then there's Benzie, yeah, that you, it's about self-love, which I think that echoes with me too. Like, self-love is something I would have probably done as a child. And I think that I wasn't taught that, and that should have been a skill set taught at school. Mm-hmm. And now, Benzie, you speak about being in schools now and teaching the youth or the higher education. I think that that should be something you incorporate within your teachings. You know, it's not just about this is science and this is history. This is science and history with the perception of self-love.
Exactly. Right? That's what you mentioned before, Benson. Like, it's not just, the first step is self-awareness, which is what you said before. Mm-hmm. And it really, like, mm-hmm, you know, resonated with me, because the first step towards all of the self-love and is self-awareness. And then there's a bunch of steps in between, then self-love. And then you land at, hopefully, self-mastery. Like, not only do I love myself, but I know how to take care of myself. And that's super, you know, powerful.
Yeah, definitely. Being humble is important, and I believe that it does have a great value, but a lot of times people confuse humility with, like, putting yourself down, you know? And I'm like, I've used this phrase before with friends, and I'm like, enough humble pie, eat some credit cake. Like, you are,
hey,
good.
Hey, girl.
That's a t-shirt right
That's
there.
A t-shirt waiting to happen. That's a dumb American t-shirt waiting to happen, Benzie. Get on that.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Oh, I'm going to go ahead and make one. You know, but that's how we feel about it. And it's something that, just what I hear from all of this is that this is intrinsic. It was passed on through grandmother, great-grandmother,
ancestors,
great-grandmother.
Honey.
And it's something where I think you guys have joined the movement to decolonize the word bruja, because honestly, it's like what I was saying before. The first time I heard it, you know, it just instinctually was something like, that's bad, right? Like, no, you should not mess, mm-hmm, with the...
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Stuff, right? But,
and you're not alone. Like, I was where you were, Wilkes. I like, mm-hmm, it wasn't until, like, 2 or 3 years ago that I really started to embrace it. Like, the whole time my family was like, yo, we're brujos, like, love it or leave it. And I'm like, I'm in the middle. I'll get back to you, because I wasn't even sure how I felt about it. So you're not alone, and other Latinas, I'm sure, feel like that too. So, like, let's empower one another.
And this is not a religious thing. Just being a bruja, I want to take that away. It's not about religion. It's about spirituality.
That's right.
And all religions, at the end of the day, their foundation and where they began all come from the same place, which is Mother Earth and our land and our collaboration with our land. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I think that's very important to go back to, like, the healing place. So it shouldn't be about Jesus, God, Allah, or any cross or any symbol. It's about that feeling that you know is either right or wrong when you're interacting with Mother Earth. And that's what makes us all brujas, to my point. That's why we're all fellow brujas in my eyes and Cindy's eyes. And that's why Murado Lens, we stay talking about how do you tap into your inner bruja, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that pretty much covers a lot of our
God, guys, it was such superpowers. A pleasure to talk to you about this. It's, like, so refreshing.
Oh, you guys are so inspiring. And like Wolf says, you guys are decolonizing, or pretty much taking the word and making it your own, which is wonderful. And it's super, even I think we didn't think to wonder, like, how is femininity tied in with just spirituality? And it does, you know?
Mm, I like that.
It's like our last episode, we talked about the inner goddess and how, you know, we should, I think it's important to take care of ourselves to be able to take care of others, you know? And this term is a term of respect, and I think of fierce feminism, just, you know, really having a feeling and doing what you have to make it known.
Right. Well, thank you, ladies. We appreciate you just as much. We love that we came together on this collab.
Mm-hmm.
And so, this is Nat.
And this is Cindy.
And this is Murado Lens. And you ladies are?
We are the Americana, Benzie.
And Will.
And of course, we love connecting with you guys. It really does add to the dialogue as far as women from hundreds of miles away connected over something as amazing as you know, just audio and a podcast, so that we can spread our messages of positivity and feminism out to the world. So thank you guys so much for connecting with us. And as always, we love being able to explore these concepts with you.
Thank you, ladies, as well.
Love it. Thank you so much. So we'll sign off now.
Orlando, New Jersey in the house.
That's right. Represent.
Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
So we hope you enjoyed the simulcast. It was so fun speaking to Murata Lenz.
Yes, it's always really cool to connect with other with other female podcasters. It's a big world, and we feel like small fish in it sometimes.
I know. Oh my goodness. But it's been nice to come into, and especially like I think we're all kind of in the same, like we're just beginning. Mm-hmm. And so it's nice that we're gonna kind of grow together.
If you guys are interested in connecting with Murata Lenz, of course, you can find them on their website, muratalenz.com.
And then on the gram at Murata Lenz.
And just so you guys know, that's MORADOLENS. And of course, you can find them on your podcast apps, whichever one you use.
Yep.
So your dumb moment, Wilkes, do you have one for this episode, this whole month?
I think for this episode, I'll start small. But this episode, I think, When we came into contact with the Murata Lenz girls and they discussed having a collab, and they said, oh, Inner Bruja, and they kept throwing that around. I was like, I don't know, like scared a little because Bruja, if you guys don't know, we definitely mentioned it in the episode that it's the word for witch, right, in English. And so I think my dumb moment would be like, don't just, I don't know, throw something away or think, oh my God, no, because we've been taught that it's a bad thing, when in reality, when we kind of discussed and like talked it through and I researched what they were talking about, I listened to their episodes, I'm like, hey, yeah, okay, I do have a gut feeling, I do have instincts, like, okay, now I understand it's not witchcraft, right? It's not bad, like the darker, you know, things. So I think that would be my thing. Don't just completely disregard something because you have been taught or you think that it means something when in reality it means something completely different.
You'll never know, and we kind of mentioned it about femininity or feminism rather. You never know what you actually agree with until you give it some thought and you're like, oh my gosh, I actually do agree with all of this.
Yeah,
you know?
Definitely.
I would probably say my biggest dumb moment, and we discussed it again in the simulcast, was, you know, men and women should work together in all aspects, and we all have different roles to play, you know, just naturally and also emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like women tend to feel more, and that's not a bad thing. Let's embrace those things that make us different, because that means that we need one another, and that's what the feminist movement is. It's like, recognize that just as much as we need you, you also need, you know, what we bring to the table. We buy the table sometimes.
Yeah.
You know? So that would be my dumb moment. It's just, you know, don't, like, you to tie into what you said, don't run from something just because it's a little unfamiliar to you. Recognize what the true purpose behind it is, because men and women do need one another, and men need feminism because they one day will be a father to a girl who they need, you know, your husband needs his daughter to know that she can do whatever.
Definitely.
and her little brother, if she has one in the future, needs to know that she can protect him just as much as he can protect her, you know. So that's kind of where we stand on that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in. As always, don't forget to connect with us on our social media websites. And if you guys want to actually see written down where you can connect with Murata Lenz, of course, that's what we'll be.
Check our blog out, theamericana.net, and email us, and definitely subscribe and rate us, please, guys, on iTunes.
Yeah, we definitely need some rates and reviews so that we can continue to bring awesome content to you and everyone that you share us with. Great, thanks, guys. Have
see
a good
you next
one.
Week. Bye.